our most natural condition, hugging. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. Our most natural condition is hugging. Whenever we see something, we want to sort of hold it. We want to possess it. We want to hug it. We want to touch it. Everything is a touchable thing. From childhood on, when we're little children, we want to touch everything. Dogs want to smell everything. They want to get close to everything. Dogs love to be hugged. Dogs love to be touched. Children love to be touched. Little children want to crawl up in other people's laps. They want to be close to them. Adults want to do the same thing, but they don't know how to do that without being misunderstood. Hugging is just a natural thing of community, of being closeness. Well, now, if we all want to hug and we all want to be close and we all want to do it, why is it become apparently an unnatural thing? Why is it always a thing that has ulterior motives to it that are sort of not beneficial? Why is it that those things take place in our life like that? Well, they take place in our life because we feel that other people might have other desires or motivations. Now, every time we look at life from other people's point of views, we get into all sorts of trouble. We get into all sorts of trouble because they may or may not be feeling that way. They may or may not be having those thoughts in their mind. And those may be something we have created out of our own illusions, out of our own fearfulness, out of our own insecurity. Now, when you love yourself, when you truly are content with yourself and think that you're a wonderful person, what happens to you is that you do everything for your own benefit. You do everything because it pleases you. Now, if you are fearful, and unfortunately we have learned to be fearful, and a dog is coming at you growling or feeling unhappy about anything, and you feel that he might bite you, you feel fearful of him, you compound the fear, and it's a possibility that he might bite. But the moment you just take control of yourself, and you get down on your knees and you say, "Hi there, puppy," and he may be as big as a house, and you say, "How are you? You are so wonderful. You are so good," with a smile in your heart, and a smile in your soul, and a smile in your being, and your whole body radiates smiles. That dog's tail is going to wag as quick as can be, and he's going to come over and snuggle all over you, and maybe even push you down because he loves you. Maybe his way of loving is a little bit more demonstrative or a little bit more powerful than you're used to having. But if you take charge, and if you snuggle with him, and if you play with him, you will have a friend for life. You will have someone who will love you most dearly. Now, our most natural condition is to hug. Our most natural condition is to be loving. A dog can pull a dog, yeah. Mm-hmm. A child can pull a dog's tail, and the dog doesn't get upset. Oh, there are times that the dog will get upset when somebody's worried that if a child pulls a dog's tail, he might bite. But it has to be a thought that has come from somewhere. And it usually has come from someone who is fearful. Someone who is worried that animals might not be as loving as they could be, or people might stimulate an activity that they don't really want. Well, if you allow yourself your most natural condition of hugging, you'll never have that problem. Because every time you turn around, every time you do anything, you will be in your hugging consciousness. You'll be in your hugging attitude. Now, little children hug each other, and enjoy each other's company. They don't think that I'm a boy and you're a girl, or I'm a boy and you're a boy, or I'm a girl and you're a girl. They don't think that at all. They just hug each other. And they hug each other because they love themselves. Now, our tendency is to think that they love the other person. But they don't love the other person. They just love themselves. They are a very loving child. How come your child hugs everybody? Because she's a very loving child. It's not because everybody is very loving. It's because my child is a very loving child, and she goes around hugging people because she is very loving. And I think this is an important thing for us to keep in mind at all times. Our most natural condition is that of hugging. And if we live in our most natural condition, it's not because of what other people do, or other people say, or how they act. It's how we feel inside of ourselves. Because that is our most natural condition. Our most natural condition is to be loving and caring and thoughtful. And not because we want something from someone else, but that's just who we are. That's just what makes us up as human beings, if you like that term. Our human nature is to reciprocate. Our human nature is to reach out. When we feel joy in our heart, we want to share it. When we feel peace in our soul, we want to share it. When we feel goodness in the world about us, because we feel goodness in ourselves, we want to share it. We say, isn't it a wonderful day? And other people might look and say, no, it isn't. It's not because. And they say, well, for me, it's a wonderful day. Yeah, yeah, you're blind to all that stuff. You don't see what's going on in the world. You don't see this and that. Hey, I see what's going on. See, you don't fight and say, I don't see what's going on in the world. You say, I see what's going on in me. And what's going on in me is a very happy situation. What's going on in me is the feeling that I like me, is the feeling that all is right with my world, the feeling that, hey, my world is filled with good people, and very good people, starting with me. Yeah, because I'm a very happy and a very wonderful person, and I like me very, very much. Our most natural condition is hugging. Every morning before we begin our day here at campus, at the monastery, we all gather together in the foreroom of our breakfast room, and we make a circle, and we put our arms around each other's shoulders. Some people are very high, and some people are very low. Sometimes they have to put it on their waist to get around their shoulder, but we get it around them. And we put our arms around each other, gently, lovingly, and everybody acquiesces, everybody cooperates, everybody wants that. And then, as we stand there, we have one person who leads the Om, and usually we have one person who leads the Om because it's a matter of following, it's a matter of harmonizing, it's a matter of blending the voices. Now, some people would like to have us start high, and we'd never arrive at our 3 points. Some people like to have us start so low that you can never get out of the basement. And some people start us somewhere just a little low because we're going to go up. And then they say to us, and why do they do that? Because the person who's doing it wants to be in the hug. And you can't be in the hug if you're going to lead yourself out of the hug. And you lead yourself out of the hug by being too high. Oh, you know, you say, Om, 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 Om. And you don't try to shout it. You don't try to push it. You just let it gently come out, just like a gentle hug. Each Om, to me, is a gentle hug. Om, 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 Om. when each om is a gentle hug, it doesn't matter if there's burbles in there. It doesn't matter if there's any other sounds in there. Sometimes our wake up morning voices are not as blended as our later day voices, but we just say om, and lots of in it. Om, om, om. And you let it be louder or softer according to whatever you feel, but the essence of it is to hug in the om, is to feel yourself om, and you're hugging yourself. It's an om, om. I'm putting my arms around me. I'm oming. I'm feeling so good. I'm feeling so wonderful. I'm feeling so totally blessed. And then to stand in a group of people, it doesn't matter whether it's one or two or ten or more. You stand in this group of people, and everyone seeking to flow with that lovely vibration, with that lovely om, and letting the om come out, and letting the om embrace yourself first, and then embrace everybody else. And as you embrace everybody with your om, you have your arms around each other, and you feel so good. You feel so peaceful. You feel so wonderful. Our most natural condition is hugging, and we hug in everything. We hug in our om, and then we say, I like me, 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 I like me. Seven times we say that. And then we say, I am peace. And then we give each other, each one, a big kiss on the mouth and a big hug saying, I love you. And then we go to the next person and making sure we cover every person. And if we ever try to skip a person, then we don't really belong in the group. We are not really sharing lovingly, gently, openly, our hugging consciousness. In other words, whenever we want to stop hugging, and we don't want to hug somebody because somebody has bad breath or something, we are saying that we don't like ourselves. How could you or I or any of us ever, if we are pure and beautiful and wonderful, ever think that anyone else has that bad breath or body odor? How could we ever think that when we ourselves are so pure and so beautiful? Our most natural condition is hugging, and so we hug. And we hug in the om. And we hug in our speaking it. We hug in everything. And I'm just so delighted when I see our group. We have Rex. And Rex wants to get right in the middle of us while we're having our om, because he loves those vibrations. And Little Love wants to get in there too, but he doesn't quite know how to make it. And so after the om, Rex and Little Love are waiting for their hug too. And most of us do not give them a hug, because we don't even think of it. We don't think of bending down and giving our pets a hug too. I mean, the most natural huggers in the world, and we don't give them a hug. Well, give them a chance, and you will be surprised how wonderfully huggable and joyable they are. And then, when you're hugging Rex, or when you're hugging Little Love, be sure to smell them. Breathe in deep of their natural fragrance. And they have a purity in their fragrance. They may have been running out in the fields. They may have been rolling in the mud. They may have been doing anything. But by the time they come in the house, it's all shook off. And just their natural body self is there. And it is a glorious smell. Just like our natural body smell is a glorious smell, when we live in a happy mind, in a happy body, when we hug ourselves as often as possible, because that's our natural condition. Dogs hug themselves, cats hug themselves, they snuggle up, they curl up in a ball, and they get into loving themselves, they get into feeling themselves, they get into thinking that they're pretty wonderful, and they really are. Now, we can get into that same wonderful condition if we want to. It's the easiest thing in the world. All it does, all it does is reminding ourselves. Our most natural condition is hugging. And as we remind ourselves and hug ourselves and love ourselves, we find life has given us all that it has to give. As we give out love, love comes back. Do we want anything more? I love you. I love you. I love you.